Field Train. He's engaged with Class in SAS Paul Creek Elementary. Mr. Fryer, welcome. It's always good to hear from our patrons. You do have only 3 minutes, and Cindy, of course, is our good timekeeper.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Chairman Monson, members of the board, and Mr. Springer, I appreciate this opportunity to visit with you. My name is Dr. Wesley Fryer, and I'm a digital learning consultant in Oklahoma City. Tonight, I want to share deep concerns with you as the parent of 3 students in Oklahoma City Public Schools regarding the overblocking of internet websites in our district. I want to call on you to establish a task force to further investigate these issues and make recommendations so students and teachers in our district have opportunities to use interactive websites like Evernote, Edmodo, and Google Documents. These websites provide important platforms for students to practice safe collaborative writing and social networking. They are free and are being used by students and teachers in other large urban school districts around the United States today, which comply with legal requirements of E-Rate, including the Children's Internet Protection Act. Since August 26th of 2011, I've been working with teachers and staff in our district to get the website Evernote.com unblocked so the debate team at Class in SAS can use it to share research and evidence. I've worked with our classroom teacher, our school librarian, our school principal, and secondary schools director, and this morning I met with both. Our district Oklahoma City Public Schools blocks the website Evernote.com because it poses a security risk to the network, because students could upload pornography to it, and because providing student access to sites like this would risk the loss of millions of federal E-rate dollars. In mid-October 2011, Oklahoma City Public Schools started blocking student access to both Google Documents and Google Mail. Last week, our district started blocking student access to Edmodo.com, a free and secure website for in-classroom social networking and electronic assignment management. These decisions are not justified and should be reversed immediately. Oklahoma City Public Schools has a professed commitment to preparing students for success in school, work, and life. We have a problem, however, with the disconnect between these professed commitments involving digital literacy and the reality of draconian internet website filtering in our classrooms. Some of the information about the Children's Internet Protection Act and its legal requirements provided to district staff is inaccurate. It is not true our district would lose $4 million of federal E-rate funding if we provide students and teachers with access to sites like Evernote, Google Docs, and Edmodo. Yet the threat of that monetary loss is regularly brought out at district meetings where content filtering issues are discussed. Large urban districts like Fairfax County Public Schools, Seattle Public Schools, and Minneapolis Public Schools provide access to these 3 sites today, and I'll note they serve over 40,000 students each. Fairfax is over 100. A district task force can research these issues further and provide recommendations to the board which support more balanced content filtering policies. Thank you for consideration of these ideas and for your service to our community.